All right, welcome into another edition of Inside City Limits. It is a beautiful 60 degrees outside. The Cardinals are currently playing their opening day as we're recording. They're blowing a four-run lead. What a shock, but that's not what we're here for. We are here to talk about the Sunday afternoon soccer match between your St. Louis City and the awful, awful Austin FC. I am once again joined by my pals, my buds, Cole, Trevor, Mike, in that order. Guys, how you feeling coming into this this Sunday afternoon game?
Do I have to wait for Cole to talk since you said his name first?
No, we already talked first. I will say that's the loudest bird I've ever heard.
Okay, can anybody else hear that bird? That he's screaming. Did you get a pet bird or is that outside?
You said in that order.
Oh, I was talking about pals in that order.
I'm feeling good.
It's like
I'm
a ranking thing.
Oh, wow.
I'm feeling good.
I am at a bird sanctuary. So
that's why.
I almost had to stop. I couldn't even concentrate. That bird was so loud. I'm
in the St. Louis Zoo in the bird cage. I'm feeling pretty good about this upcoming match Sunday. Three wins against Austin all time. You know, we've always played pretty well against them, and you know somebody's gonna have the possession game here. Both teams don't possess the ball, so we'll see. It'll be interesting.
I will say, as I was researching for this game, it made me less and less excited to watch it. I just think it's going to be a real snooze fest, and I think it's going to be hard to pump out 30 minutes on after the game if I'm not getting too far ahead of myself. Austin comes into this match on a heater, though. They've won both of their last two games against really good opponents. They beat LAFC 1-0. And then they followed that up with a 2-1 win against expansion club San Diego, both of whom are above St. Louis in the standings, as is Austin. They currently sit second in the Western Conference, 9 points in five matches. They got that really easy Sporting Kansas game week one. But like I said, they're coming into it. They're really seeming to be finding their pace, whereas, as we all know, City just had one of the worst games we've ever watched as fans.
Yeah, it was tough to rewatch that second or that game in general against Philly. I'm happy to move forward, but it sounds like we're in for another, what'd you call it, Jack? A snooze fest?
Snooze fest is how I'm going. And if I'm not getting too far ahead of myself again, that might be the title come Monday. Snooze fest.
I was looking at matchups, and you see, I think it was like that first season we whooped them 6-3, and I was like, God, when's the last time we saw 6 goals from this team? I mean, it had to have been a while.
That might be the last time, honestly.
I'm gonna do some searching.
We are. It might be a city record.
I know we're like, aren't we tied second last in the Western Conference for goals for? With Austin, I think we both have four on the season.
Four apiece. Same with LA. The Galaxy also have four. I think the only team worse in the West is
The Dynamo. Dynamo with three.
Now the good thing is we've only given up one, so that's 4-1's not bad. But Austin, I think they've only given up a handful as well. Three, four, maybe.
Three.
Not exactly sure on three on it. I will say, and I mentioned this to Trevor and Cole as we were getting ready to start recording, this game features 28th and 29th in average possession per game. So two of the worst teams at holding the ball. Austin's 28th with 43% average possession, and we're 29th with 40%. So someone's got to have the ball.
So ball's just going to be sitting there.
Everyone's going to be looking around. They're not going to know what to do.
A lot of passing out from the back this game is what it sounds like.
I'm doing some Googling. The last time they scored 5 or more in the regular season was April 2023 against Cincy. I think that was also a tornado game. We might have one of those Sunday. And then they also did – they put 5 past Union Omaha in the U.S. Open Cup. So it's been – that was also April of 2023, so it's been a while.
It is not St. Louis without some police sirens going on, if you guys can hear that.
St. Louis at the Bird Sanctuary, there have been crimes.
I'm glad you brought up the tornado weather, Cole. We're gonna do our first ever weather report, predicted weather report, as we sit here, currently 7 p.m. on Tuesday. Around game time, they're calling for 70 degrees.
It's not Tuesday.
It's Thursday. well, hold on. Sorry, that just threw my brain for a loop. It's 7 p.m. on Thursday. As it stands right now, they're predicting a 70 degree kickoff temperature, which would be perfect if not for the 50 to 60% chance for scattered thunderstorms. So
severe thunderstorms, they said.
So we're hoping this game kicks off at all. Lightning, tornadoes, that's not a good recipe for a soccer match, but we're hoping for it. We're hoping we get to see a good game.
Yeah. Do we see any of our luck that we've had with our opponents? Does Austin have any major injuries? Is somebody out with a red card, or are we kind of back to reality this weekend?
We have a lot of injuries piling up, but no, the only Austin injury is Dessler. Should be back mid-April. It's a hamstring. That's the only one they have on the report.
Dessler has been one of their main players, but yeah.
Yeah, but the list is getting pretty long here for City. No new ones popping up, but nobody's coming back. You know, Leuven on suspension, of course. JGR, all of these say early April besides Berkey and Totland are later.
I heard from an insider on JGR that he is back to working in practice, not with the team, but, you know, running around. Good news for his, what was it, a foot surgery? Ankle surgery?
It just says ankle injury on the report. So, yeah, but it was the ankle. Reed still out with the foot injury, expected to be back early April. Winsel out with the leg injury, also expected back early April. Alm out with, who knows, a hip injury is what it's listed, but there'll be something else coming soon. Early April, and then Berkey and Totland both out with what we discussed last week, broken hand, hamstring injury for both of those. Probably 4 or 5 weeks on. It actually looks like Berkey will be back before Totland from what the reports say.
The good news for that is early April is next week. So
I was saying, it sounds like that's accurate because it's none of them are that close to play.
It was like when they said a late mark for Alm, and then as soon as we pointed out, they changed it to April. And you know, guys, I'm gonna have to put my foot down. I'm sick and tired of the Nilsson talk. I need some positive vibes. Nilsson's coming back.
And he's gonna, back.
Well, he's gonna be back, and he's gonna stay back. No more injuries for Nilsson. I'd stake my reputation on it.
I would not bet money on that.
I didn't say I bet money. I said I'd stake my reputation.
What's worth
it? I'd rather stake my reputation after that weekend of college basketball gambling that I had.
All right. Not till we have a betting sponsorship. All right. We get one of those. You talk about your betting.
All right.
Right now, this is a friendly podcast.
Boy, sure would be nice.
No, Jack needs more free bets. I think he ran out.
if this comes back to a parlay, it's I will need a free bet for the rest of my life.
Oh man, my 20 leg parlay failed.
Jack started with $5 in free bets and then all of a sudden had 15 bets on the board.
You give me free money, I'll do whatever I want with it. That's on DraftKings.
Were you betting a quarter?
So what are we thinking?
Back to the soccer. All right.
We're all having fun.
So I wanted to get you guys' your thoughts here. Obviously, our defense had a pretty poor showing last week. They weren't their normal brick wall, themselves, Great Wall of St. Louis. Do you guys think that they can turn around this week?
I think so. I really don't think they played that bad last week besides the start. So I think you could see it again. And, you know, Austin's had trouble scoring just like we have. So I don't see why they couldn't be a brick wall and Lunt staying strong back there. I could see Austin not getting on the board. Hopefully it's not that way for us. But I think they did well last week besides the start. And as long as there's not a crap ton of wind, I think they should be fine.
Yeah, last time. You know, last time the dam broke, so to speak. I know they didn't let up any goals against the GC, but Berkey had a lot of extra work. You know, we came back next week and it was back to the normal shot blocking, shutout defense that we've been used to this year. So I think they bounced back.
They did let, I think it was 8 shots on target last week. I think Philly had, what was it, like 17 or 14 total shots. So I think that they need to step up. I know Lunt made 7 saves, and we were kind of talking the last week, like, oh, if he has to make 8 saves, what happens? I mean, he played really well, but it doesn't matter if you can't get on the board. So I think they will do better and make a step in the right direction, but it's not going to matter if we can't put a ball in the back of the net.
I do want to give you guys a stat that I noticed in my research that gives me a little worry. Austin is actually 2nd in the MLS in accurate long balls per match. And I don't know how much you guys looked into it, but their best player, Owen Wolf, plays on the left. So he's going to be on the right side of our defense where we're missing our best right back in Totland.
Gonna be a long day for Hebert. Sounds like
Hebert and whoever we'll get to who we think they're gonna stick on the right over there as well. But you know, if it's Watts again, I don't feel too confident. I really don't. I mean, Wolf has 3 assists so far this year. So if they really focus on that on the right side of our defense, I could see quite a bit of problems for City.
I'm trying to look it up, but I saw a tweet from Matt Baker, and I think that he said that Bumgarnel had played for City 2 recently. I didn't watch the City 2 game, but I thought that I saw something that said he went 90 minutes for City 2 and that he expected him to start against Austin.
When was the City 2 game?
I think it was Sunday. They played the Sporting second team and they won. Now I got to find this, make sure I'm spewing nonsense. If that's like the case.
Yeah, he did. Zielinski and Bumgarnel both played.
That's the case. I'd like to see Bumgarnel. I'm not going to say I don't care about Zielinski.
Maybe they'll tease Zielinski playing again and not put him in.
Yeah, crazy. Crazy by the City media team to put him on the match day front page and then not have him in the lineup.
I guess, you know, he did need some time. So that would be awesome. That'd be awesome to see Bumgarnel. I'd like to see where he would fit in the lineup. It's definitely going to change my prediction for later on the show. So thank you for that tidbit of information.
I'd like to see him, and then you could move Horn over to the right or even left and maybe move Wallum over there or something like that.
Probably Horn to the left and then Wallum on the right.
Whoa, too fast. Let's go. Come on. We're still talking about our defense, but not our predicted lineup.
That is the defense.
I know. I corrected myself. You know,
some people would say it's the midfield.
I think Trevor mentioned it earlier. He was talking about Austin's having trouble finishing their shots. They do have 13 big chances this year, and they've missed 10 of them. That's just outstanding. They played that Vasquez. I think he's been on the field for like almost every minute they played this year, and he's only got 1 goal to his name. And when I was looking up, I don't remember the exact number. I think it was around 20 shots. So I've got big hopes that they can turn around here. This is definitely the game to do it. I just hope they don't put too much pressure on Lunt like they had to last game.
You just said it that they had trouble scoring. I looked it up and they have. Everyone, I think they have 4 different goal scorers. Nobody scored more than once. I don't know why. I'm just usually negative. I feel like eventually we're going to see a crack in Ben Lunt. I don't think there's going to be a lot of 7-8 save games where they're just held to 1 goal. And I don't know if it'll be this weekend, But I, to be honest, I wouldn't necessarily be surprised if it was.
I think the defense will stand pat. Austin can score. Defense, you know, has given up chances to two really good offenses this whole season. Ben Luntz looked good. Yeah, you don't want eight saves that he has to make. But I don't think he'll have to make eight saves. If you can keep him to under four shots, I think he could definitely make three or four of those. So we'll see. I've been wrong before, though. I got 0 points in the season-long points game.
Yeah, so. You can say that again.
That's true.
Yeah, well, all right.
You've been wrong.
The guy doesn't know ball.
Yeah.
And going on the flip side, you know, Cole brought up the four goal scorers for Austin's four goals as a negative, and I have to point out, City's got four goals from four different goal scorers, and we're actually going to be missing one this game. So,
that's what I was thinking. I was like, I'm pretty sure that's us. I wasn't
saying that as overtly negative. I was just pointing out they didn't have any multiple goal scorers. It wasn't that bad.
It came out negative.
I'd have to agree. I thought it was a negative. I thought that you were using it to put them down. I really hope the offense can show up this week. I would love to see him try to change something. It's just been so dead on arrival. I have no belief that we can score a goal every match. I would love to believe that, but you know, looking at Austin's defensive stats, I definitely think this is a game that we could step in and you know, maybe pick up some offense.
I'm in the camp of I'll believe it when I see it. I'm not counting on more than one goal from this offense for the rest of the season until they prove, like Toyshirt and Hartel prove, that they can actually get down and score like they were towards the end of last year. You know, coming into this year, we all thought the defense was going to be an issue, but the offense not scoring, I think, has been the story of the season so far, even more so than our one goal allowed in five games.
I saw an interesting stat where most of our XG comes from when Klaus is on the field, and him not starting for the last two games and hardly getting any minutes. I just think if we don't see him on the field a third game, that might be an interesting coaching decision. I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on that, because even though he's not putting it in the back of the net, and yeah, you would think your designated player that's a number nine would be your goal scorer, but the XG's coming, he's setting stuff up. I think I'd really like to see like a Betcher Klaus or a Betcher Toyshirt start. If he's up there, you know, if you have three at the top, maybe Hartel and Betcher, Toyshirt and Betcher on the side of him. I don't know. I just think the statistics show, yeah, he's not putting it in the back of the net, but he's creating the XG, most of our XG this whole season. So I just wanted to get you guys' thoughts on that.
That's something that we talked about last time in our Philly review. Was Betcher and Toyshirt, are they're just too similar of strikers for if we're going to run this two striker system that we have been running, you need to put Klaus out there with one or the other. I think right now Toyshirt, I think they're actually similar enough to where, you know, it's kind of pick whoever you want at this point. But yeah, Klaus needs to be out there. He's the reason a lot of those goals went in. I think what, two for when Klaus and Toyshirt were out there. You know, it's the whole big body that can hold the ball and let the offense come up with them instead of, like Jack says, trying those flicks that Hartel and Toyshirt love to do.
And you see how bad we are at working the ball up the field. If you have someone there, like you said, to hold it up, that definitely benefit the offense. I mean, we win the ball in our own third and we can't string two passes together, and that's what Olaf was talking about, quality on the ball. I just think Klaus needs to be in. He needs to get a start. He needs to be in there for over 70 minutes, and if he isn't, again, I think there's something else going on.
I was very surprised to not see him start last week.
I can't fathom a third straight game without Klaus starting. The offense has looked so terrible. The only goal we scored was from a free kick. I mean, I don't know how you can sit there and watch the last two games and not put Klaus out there. Because the only time we've ever even looked dangerous, in my opinion, is when Klaus is on the field.
To be honest, I think, like, I don't remember who mentioned it, we've had a lot of rotation, and I feel like Olaf has had little tiny adjustments here and there. I feel like those two games were at like kind of seeing if something could happen without Klaus. At this point, I don't even really see him as a striker. I mean, I know that's him, his position, but he's really more of a higher up the pitch, like attacking mid. I feel like he's not going to bury a lot of chances, but he's very good in support and transition. And I think that that's what we need. We obviously need to score goals, but we're not going to get to that point if we don't have someone to facilitate.
What I know it didn't work. I'm trying to find my words here. I apologize. The total flip in philosophy from what we saw in Colorado to what we've seen since kind of blows my mind a little bit, because when we were watching Colorado, we all said, is this what we do? We cross the ball in. And I can't even remember the last time we hit more than five crosses in a game. Can you guys? I mean, it's just like they totally, I know it didn't work, but he only gave it 90 minutes.
Which is fine, because it didn't work. That's why it's so frustrating to see, okay, we made that adjustment in one game, seeing that no matter how many chances we got, no matter how much our guys were on the ball, we weren't getting any quality chances off, you know, the, what was it, 18 shots against Colorado. That philosophy shifts, like you said, to the San Diego, or I wouldn't even say it shifts to the San Diego game, because we almost need to throw that game out. We had no offensive ability. But you see it started in the San Diego game, and even though we scored three times in L.A., once in Seattle, that philosophy shifted to going up and down the pitch, not any crosses, but going through the middle, using your guys, and that worked. The problem is, now that it's been two games with no offense, why is there no shift? Why is Klaus not out there? I wouldn't say go back to the cross fest, but something's got to change, and I just don't think we're seeing it right now. So is Olaf switched quickly, seeing that it wasn't working in that Colorado game, then why has it been, you know, two or three games now where it's been the same philosophy, even if it's not working?
I got to disagree with you there, Trevor. Even with the 3-0 victory against the Galaxy, I think Colorado was our best offensive game. I just think that was Zach Steffen.
No, I mean, there was one point blank save he made, but he really didn't have to work that hard. Like all those, hardly any of those shots.
Five saves.
Yeah, but none of them were quality besides the Betcher one in tight.
Okay, but have the rest of the goalkeepers we played combined made five saves?
The Colorado game definitely felt like we felt more urgent on offense than I think we have felt the rest of the season so far.
We got up the pitch quick in Colorado. That's where I'd like to see the offense go to now. The problem is, like, why can't we even connect a pass the last four games? You can't even get up the pitch. So, yeah, you're getting up the pitch in Colorado, but it was through the wings. But then I don't think it was creating a dangerous enough chance to put it past Steffen, who's an average MLS goaltender. Like, I don't know. It's quality. And they jumped on Colorado right away. And since then, I haven't seen the urgency. And I don't know if that's a formation change or if it's just quality on the ball.
Yeah, and I remember from what we were talking about after the Colorado game was, you know, we're more than happy to take that ball up the wing. It's just we want to see them not cross as the only chance. We would like to see them more cut in and create that way. And it seems like they've just thrown going up the wing out the window and are trying to create from the middle. We just can't. It feels like we can't do that.
I just want to say something. Trevor called Zach Steffen an average MLS goalkeeper.
That's crazy. Yeah, that was kind of crazy. That's crazy. He's average.
I'm looking at it right now. He has saved 24 of 28 shots. He's been outstanding. You got to give him credit for that.
News.
Isn't he a Premier League champion?
He is. I think he played in a Carabao Cup match.
Yeah,
in the final. Maybe.
What does that mean?
I could get a fucking shutout with that Man City team when they won the Premier League.
Well,
Ben Lunt was in fucking the USL. He was at Louisville. Zach Steffen was a starting goalie for the national team.
What I'm saying is, he was on Manchester City. He did not have to work. It was like Ben Lunt standing back there against Seattle. He just had to stop one. Sorry,
all he had to do was breathe, and he was going to be a Premier
League. Stop one slow header towards net. Calling Zach Steffen a Premier League champion, I think, is a little It's like a, yeah, technically thing, but he's not really.
Chase Daniels, a Super Bowl winner.
Exactly.
He is. Blaine Gabbert's, I believe, a three-time
Super Bowl and guy. It's the same type of thing.
But he's a champion.
It just doesn't mean anything.
But even without the Premier League thing, I feel like Zach Steffen is above average in the MLS.
I mean, this we're talking all about right, he's the year, a former All-Star. I mean, Zach Steffen is...
All right, I'll retract my statement. He's a good goalie.
Yeah, but y'all are trying to make him, you guys are trying to make him something he's not. A Premier League.
I just said he's one of the best goalkeepers in the MLS, and I'll stand by that. And I have a feeling that I'd have a lot of people agree with.
And to defend that, you point out when he sat the bench for a year and won a Premier League.
That was cool. I pulled out his save statistics, which I feel are much more relevant.
They shipped him back as soon as they got him out there.
You gonna hate on him for getting some hardware? He's got a solid trophy case.
They've given up.
There's a handful of MLS goalkeepers that have started a Champions League match, and Zach Steffen is one of them.
Zach Steffen's led in 4 goals this year. Ben Lunt's led in 1. Ben Lunt is better than Zach Steffen.
Well, he's only played.
What's the minutes?
Okay. We can put back to the Zach Steffen debate later when we're a
Colorado podcast. We're gonna have to.
How many seven save games has Zach Steffen had this year?
Moving back to my original point, Colorado was our best offensive showing by far. We did beat LA 3-0, but just to see Olaf go in the total opposite direction, not do any more crosses, just because we didn't score in one game. Especially with how we've seen the offense since then, it's just kind of silly, in my opinion. The crosses were working. We
have Totland now, though. You can't play that way now, though, without Totland down the side. I don't think Watson or Waller.
We don't know that. He hasn't tried it.
He also stopped when Totland was in. We stopped doing that as well.
If I'm not mistaken, Heber got an assist on a cross.
I'd like to see 90 minutes at Klaus. If that doesn't fix it, I don't think you'll have anything on the.
But don't you think Klaus would...
We can't even really judge at this game because we're going to be missing Leuven.
Don't you think Klaus would excel in a offense built around the cross?
I mean, they had 18 crosses against Vancouver. That didn't happen. And I don't think you can just blame Zach Steffen on why we didn't score a goal that day.
Against Vancouver? We haven't played Vancouver.
I mean, I thought I said Colorado. Did I say Vancouver? I meant Colorado.
Yeah, you said Colorado. You said Vancouver.
I said Vancouver. I was looking at the conference standings right here. Against Colorado, you can't say Steffen's the only reason we were off the score sheet there.
You sure can. He had 5 saves. I don't remember
any of those saves being particularly troubling of Steffen.
There was one in tight that Betcher tried to flick over, and it was.
I would rather us put 5 shots on the goalkeeper and hope one gets through than what I've seen the last 3.
Yeah, but they were weak headers that Steffen just came out and grabbed him.
Really. I would like to see the urgency we had. In game 1 against Colorado, come back. I don't want to see a cross fest because outside of Klaus, we just don't have the size for that. I'd like to see Hartel and, I don't know. We haven't gotten a lineup game yet, but Watts and Wallen, instead of just running down, crossing in, try to cut inside. Celio, that's a Celio thing. Try to cut inside because you can cut inside, put a shot on net. You don't have to cross. To toy shirt anybody like that necessarily.
No, the offense is just in a troubled place.
Do you think that with Leuven being out that we see a really big drop off in production? Because I feel like he does a lot that, what was the term that Jack used last week that doesn't show up on the stat sheet?
That's a trademark Jack term, by the way. So don't anybody
get Nobody else it. Has come up with that one for sure.
I think there could be a little bit drop in production. Well, after I say that, I don't know. Can you drop the production that we've had on offense?
Not from these last couple games.
So maybe it's an addition by subtraction kind of game. Not that I honestly think that we can add to our team by not having Leuven in it, but
it could light a fire under Hartel to be more creative with the offense. That's who the offense is going to run through if we keep going up the middle without Edu. It's going to be Hartel. Maybe Durkin.
Maybe Durkin. I could see a surprise start. Maybe a Thomas Ostrak.
So should we just play the lineup game?
No, we're gonna talk about Edu first, about Leuven. Bullshit red card as we discussed already.
On who?
Bullshit from the ref.
No, I think it's bullshit that Leuven did that, knowing he had a yellow.
I think that's the dumbest. I see both sides. I don't think it should have been a red, a second yellow, but Leuven also
has to get a red at that point.
Did you brush your teeth well, Mike? Get all that boot off your tongue?
I mean, there's no way you can. He threw a tantrum and kicked the ball away. That's an automatic yellow. It has been all year. That
beautiful away jersey, it's perfectly acceptable.
I think it'd be a yellow every time, except when you're on a yellow.
It's a yellow every time. It's a yellow every time. And the players know it's a yellow every time. Literally happened 15 minutes before that. Philly got a yellow for knocking over Kessler or Horn back there. Delay game's always going to be a yellow. It's stupid to do it when you have a yellow.
I don't think you can give a red for that. And that's what we're talking about. We talked about that last week.
He got a second yellow. It's his
tomato. How do you feel about the fine, Mike? The undisclosed fine, probably.
I mean, it's
$350.
I didn't think it took him that long to get off the field. To tell you the truth, was he sitting on the bench too long?
I think he was more surprised he got a yellow in general. Like, he didn't really, that he got a second yellow for that. He seemed surprised when it happened. So I think he was trying to argue and plead his case. And I guess that's what they're fining him for. Because he didn't take too long to get off the field unless he went to the bench and talked to Olaf or something.
I think that's what it was. I think he went and sat near the bench and talked to the coaches for too long.
Do we think Hartel wears the armband again? He took it after he got the red, right?
I think Hartel had it the whole game.
Hartel had it the whole game.
Oh, did he? Oh, I thought Leuven had it.
Hartel's been the captain the last couple of games now.
He's the best at speaking German, like Cole said.
After Berkey's out, I think it must be Hartel's next in line because he's had it since Berkey's been out.
You think that's why Indy requested to leave? He couldn't speak German? a fun little tidbit. This is just random. I was reading Zach Steffen's
Here we go.
You know who brought him to Dusseldorf, I think it was? It was Lutz. Lutz was the manager or the general manager or whatever of Dusseldorf. I think that was a German team that he was on.
That actually is a fun fact. I thought that was
brought Zach Steffen over there.
That is a fun fact.
You doubt my fun facts?
And Zach Steffen single-handedly took Dusseldorf to the UEFA Champions League. Right, Trevor?
I bet if you gave him enough time, he could.
Right, Trevor?
Trevor, am I right?
I shouldn't even brought Zach Steffen up. I can't believe this fucking shit.
Yeah, I didn't know we were sitting in the Zach Steffen fan club. That's where Cole's about to say he's better than Berkey.
Dusseldorf sporting director, which was Lutz, noted that Steffen was, quote, the perfect example of a modern goalkeeper.
Oh, brother. Who gives a shit, bro?
Scouting the player since he worked at Hoffenheim.
Until Matt Turner showed up.
Who's off the fucking near post against Panama and let in that goal, that terrible goal.
Oh yeah, Panama was a rough watch. And then the next one against Canada didn't help at all.
With Marsh talking
about We're with Poach.
Oh man.
That it's really much longer.
Grinding my with gears. Poach. Let's move on. It's what we've all been looking forward to. Our fans all the way in Brazil are chanting for it. It's time for the lineup game. And we're going to start, as we always do, in goal. Cole, who's our goalkeeper?
Zach Steffen.
Well, it should be Zach Steffen.
If you guys honestly would rather have Bill Owen goal than Zach Steffen, then you are certified crazy.
I'd rather have
100%. I'd rather have Ben Lunt than Zach Steffen.
That's not true.
You're just doubling down. That's not true.
I'll bury my head in the sand before I admit Zach Steffen's a decent goalkeeper.
Lunt's only given up
Berkey. Starting goalkeeper for the national team.
Lunt's only given up one goal.
Matt Turner.
Stefan's given up 4, so I'd rather have Lunton net.
He's got a point there.
Let's just go to the defense. Let's go to the defense.
Yeah, as our goalkeeper.
Lunton's played two games. You were wondering, a third of the saves.
Yeah. Can we all agree on?
Let's move on. Yeah. We're in our center backs now.
We can just go through all three.
Kessler.
Let's go one at a time. Kessler, right? Everyone's got Kessler.
Kessler in the middle.
Horn.
Who's on his right?
Hebert.
I'm gonna go Bumgarner.
No, Bumgarner's on
the wing.
Bumgarner's on his left.
Left. Bumgarner would be the left.
So let's put.
Didn't Bumgarner go to the left? The one
he did.
His sub? Yeah. It'll be Bumgarner on the left.
Right. So Hebert, Kessler, Bumgarner.
I don't think they're playing Bumgarner, though. I bet you they just stick with Horn. The same back five.
Matt Baker said they were.
I think Horn needs to be on the wing. I think that it's – well, okay. I don't want to get too ahead of myself. I'm saying Horn, Bumgarner on the back three center backs.
No Hebert? Are you having Hebert out wide?
I think Hebert's going out wide.
I agree. I would think Hebert was going to go out wide.
He played really well the one time we've seen it. But he also started Horn outside last time. Yeah. That decision was made, which is why I'm leaving Horn.
It's tough. I really don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of up in the air. I could see a sneaky Nilsson start.
We agree, though, that Horn and Hebert are definitely going to be starting, though, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I think they're as close to locks you can be without being a lock right now.
I don't think.
Our lineup right now is Durkin and Hartel.
And Kessler.
And Kessler.
And Lund.
I feel like only thing that they could do is if you brought in Zielinski out, right?
I don't think Zielinski's going to play.
If you kept Watts out wide and then brought in Morales to play in the midfield.
It just seems Olaf's pretty conservative when it comes to starting lineups. So if you see a lot of these guys, I think they'll definitely be coming in subs because he's pretty aggressive in the second half, bringing on early subs. You see it before even the 70th minute. But I think, in my opinion, he's pretty conservative when it comes to starters. That's why I think you're going to see the same back five you saw last game before, barring any injuries.
You think Watts is going to be there?
I think Watts will be the right back or right wing back.
So you have Vollum out on the left?
I have Vollum on the left. It's going to be the exact cookie cutter last game.
They were saying on the broadcast?
Yeah, the broadcast. I mean, we might be saying it wrong, but it just sounds awful how they say it.
I don't know why, but I think Hebert's going to be out there. I think that he likes Watts in the midfield. I think Durkin in the midfield.
I don't like that. So should change.
Who are we saying for that left center back? Is it a 2-2 right now?
I have Horn.
I also have Horn.
And we both have Bumgarner.
So
no, not left center back, left back.
Left back.
Wallum.
I have Wallum.
I think it's going to be Horn.
I have Horn.
I think he's going to move Wallum over to the right.
That's what I think, too, because he literally mentioned that game presser.
All right, so me and Cole do our own starting 11, and you two can do your starting 11.
Yeah.
Now here's the interesting part. I think we're all going to have Durkin.
Yes.
How's that, Stefan?
Who's next to Durkin?
Morales.
Watts.
Ostrock.
I think it's Morales. I'd have to agree.
This is what I was thinking.
He loves Morales.
We were talking about. Yeah, but who does he always go in for?
Leuven.
True.
Leuven. I think he sees Morales as a. I'm not trying to be mean, but a B tier Leuven.
Walmart Leuven.
So, not Walmart Leuven. Schnooks Leuven.
Sam's Club.
No, don't do that.
Schnooks Leuven, you know, little Dierberg Leuven Morales. That's why I think we'll actually miss Leuven too much this game because I think Morales is going to do very good job.
We'll miss him on free kicks, but Hartel.
Oh yeah, I'm sure
Hartel's got a decent free kick as well. We just don't have
Klaus
to see
puts
it.
One in the back of the net.
Would love to see it. Who's taking the pin?
Hartel.
I think
Toyshirt. Wasn't he taking them last year?
Yeah, I think it'd be Toyshirt or Hartel for sure.
Or Betcher.
Leuven just played a lot last year down the stretch when all of them were already here.
So I'm sorry, Cole. Who did you say other than Morales in the midfield?
I think it's Ostrock. If it's a Watts Durkin.
I think Watts and Durkin are just too similar.
Because I have Watts in the back line, so I could see like a sneaky.
I would like Ostrock.
I see him more of coming on in the 70th for Morales.
I also like Celio. You know, he's been ramping up Celio.
I think if you see Ostrock, it's going to be in that right wing back position.
When he came in, he was in the middle.
Yeah.
They pushed Watts out.
Yeah, but he wasn't inspiring.
I thought he played really. He looked good. He passed the eye test. He's only out there for 10 minutes.
Yeah, but he wasn't inspiring.
He did a lot that.
He didn't get the boys going. He didn't create that spark.
He did a lot that doesn't show up in the score sheet.
There you go.
You need permission for that. That's my.
Now we're talking his language. Now he gets it.
Let's move up to the top three. Hartel, is that an obvious?
Hartel's a lock. I think he goes with Toyshirt and Klaus.
I agree.
I agree with Klaus and Toyshirt.
Playing, he goes with Toyshirt and Klaus.
I'm telling you right now, if I see Betcher out there, I'm your guys are going to get an angry text message.
I think it should be a goal.
You get a very angry text message because, saying, like Ostrock, he doesn't inspire me.
Are you saying if it's Betcher, Toyshirt, or if Betcher's out there at all?
If Betcher starts at all, I'd be fine if he comes out as the sub.
If it's Betcher, Toyshirt, if it's Betcher, Toyshirt, I'm going to throw a freaking tantrum. But I honestly think Toyshirt, I don't think Betcher deserves a spot over Toyshirt, but Toyshirt definitely is starting to play his way like off the field. He just has been bad. A tantrum, like a hissy fit. I'm going to roll around. I'm going to fucking cry.
If you think Turgis playing himself off the field and you don't think Betcher is, that's crazy. Betcher played way worse.
Toyshirt's botching chances. Good chances.
At least he's in the position to have a chance.
That's fair, but he's botching.
Only shot last week was for midfield.
Like I've said, I'm fine with either one as long as they're starting next to Klaus.
I think Klaus has to be there. I want a Klaus and Witcher.
I can't do
I
Betcher,
prefer Betcher, Klaus. Also, the goalie was off his line. Betcher.
The goalie was off his line, but they also had like a 3-on-3.
The goalie's in Timbuktu. You don't shoot in half field.
How good have they done with those 3-on-3s? They have trouble with 3-on-2s.
I can't fucking
score. Was he going to pass it to Toyshirt so Toyshirt can kick it out of bounds?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm just saying, Cole, if Betcher starts, you're going to get a very angry voice, man.
I would rather see Betcher Klaus, but I think it's going to be Betcher Toyshirt or Toyshirt Klaus.
As long as Klaus is there, I'll be happy, but I'll be way more happy if it's Toyshirt.
I think he's starting to realize Klaus has to be out there for at least 70 minutes.
We can't score. Go ahead, Cole.
No, you go. I've been talking over you the whole time.
Weird. Fuck, dude. I just think Olaf should try something. I mean, you've scored one goal in your last two games. That comes from a free kick for someone who's not even going to be on the game. You have four goals the whole season. I just think start Celio out somewhere. Start Ostrock out somewhere. Like, just get some of those offensive-minded players just to see what we can do going forward. Just shake it up a little bit. I mean, it is early in the season, and it could, you know, the fix could be Klaus Toyshirt up top, a pair we haven't seen as much. You know, we've seen Betcher Toyshirt so much. It's not working. Maybe this pair will, you know, create a spark. But I would just like to see some of our offensive-minded play. I mean, remember the beginning of last year, Celio was our guy. He was scoring goals for us. He was the one getting us points early on, even though the team wasn't playing too well. Maybe he's not 100% back. I get that. But just seeing 10 to 20 minutes of Ostrock and Celio, just I think it alludes to why we don't have any goals.
At this point, I'd be happy to see Caden Glover out there if Betcher's not up.
I don't know about that.
All
one.
Right.
All right. All right, we're having fun. But he doesn't. I just think he hasn't switched it up enough up top. to get that spark. And I think this could be an opportunity to do it. If you are confident in your back line and Alston doesn't score a lot, why not have some of those risk takers, you know, out wide going forward?
All right. So just to recap, our predicted starting 11, Lunton goal, Hebert, Kessler, Bumgarnel on the back, Wallum, Durkin, Morales, and Horn was our voted midfield, and Hartel, Klaus, and Toyshirt was our voted strikers.
Vote. When did we decide on
who gets
that?
The tiebreaker?
We were split on half the Bumgarnel's
not starting. I had to
The host gets the tiebreaker. I am the host.
Matt Baker
said he's starting at 11.
He might, yeah.
If Matt Baker says he's starting, I'm putting him in the starting lineup.
All right.
And
who'd you have for midfield? Who'd you have for midfield? Yeah,
Durkin Watts.
Durkin Morales, Wallum, and Durkin Horn.
Morales.
Durkin Watts. Hebert out wide on the right.
I love that. I'd love Hebert in the lineup.
It's going to be crazy when we show up on Monday and you're just wrong.
It's going to be crazy.
That probably is going to be the case.
All right. Back to our still nameless score prediction.
Grudge match.
Predicting game.
Grudge match.
And it will not be named Grudge Match. You have my word.
Grudge match.
It will never be named the Grudge
Match. It's almost like the stat of the on Inside the NBA, the EJ stat of the night, sponsored by no one.
Yeah.
It's giving those vibes.
Oh, man, if someone wants to sponsor that, you know, hit up our email. We'll find some way to get it to you. But
just give them your address.
We could try to force a sponsorship. Just call it something. Chinook score prediction.
Nah.
Start with an S.
There were no points awarded last match at Philly. Everybody was wrong. The standings are as follows. Jack 2, Cole 2, Mike 1, Trevor 0. Since you're obviously the worst at this, I'm gonna let you go first. Give it. What's your score? Your score prediction?
Nope, I'm good. Don't want to help. Just want to yell. No thanks. I am going 2-1 City. I think they do let a goal in, but they figure out the offense a little bit with Klaus up top. And I think, and this is going to be a surprise man of the match. And I'll go ahead and give my goal scorer. Can I get my goal scorer as well?
It looks like they're the same person. So I think you're going to do it all.
Same person. I have man of the match and goal scorer, Durkin. I just got a gut feeling like about this one.
Sounds like you're going to do it anyway, so go ahead.
I would love to see a Durkin goal. It's such an out-of-left-field goal predictor. I want you to tell me how he scores.
Like how Blom scored his against
I'm thinking off a corner. I'm thinking off the corner, the ball might ping pong around a little bit. He kind of floats at that top of the 18. Might just put a stinger on the ground, far corner. They don't have Zach Steffen in net, so it should go in, right?
Cole, I want you to notice that he did not say from midfield. Stewart is actually a really good goalkeeper, but I don't know where he stacks it next to Zach Steffen. You're right. Mike,
who gives a shit about Zach Steffen? This guy blows.
Give me the score prediction. We'll start there.
All right, 1-0 all caps. If I ever predict anything other than all, send the police to my house. Something's happening.
Who's scoring the one?
Hartel.
How's he score it?
Banger from the top box. Upper 90.
I do want to add, you guys do not get extra points if you guess how he scores it correctly.
What if I put the minute?
We'll do that a little later.
43rd.
If he hits the minute, he deserves a point.
When we get later in the season, and when Trevor's still at zero and he's about 18 points behind, we'll start adding double and triple points for everybody. Mike, is Hartel, is he your man of the match?
No, I got King Henry Kessler.
King Kess, yeah, I could see.
They're going to credit him with 6 saves.
That's crazy.
A real Zach Steffen performance.
Zach Steffen.
What's your score prediction?
I am going 1-1. I think that it is going to be a draw. I think that it's going to be a rough watch, a snooze fest. And we're going to be lucky to see both teams score a goal. And I have Hartel for my man of the match. I think with no Leuven in the midfield, that he is going to get a lot more involved. both offensively, defensively. And my goal scorer is none other than Santa Claus, Joel Klaus. I think he gets on the board.
I got to say, we're going with the fan vote. If Klaus scores a goal and he's not man of the match, that'd be pretty crazy. I think you're betting against yourself there. But you've already
said it. You know, I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket. I want to have a little variety.
You've already said it, so it's locked in. We're saving the best for last, the one, the only, your host, Jack. And, guys, I'm seeing a 0-0 game. I'm seeing one.
Get him, Mike. Get him, Mike.
I'm seeing one that you lay on your couch on a stormy Sunday afternoon, Mike, with a blanket. You blink and you wake up, and it's 67 minutes later, and still nothing's happened. We got a team who can't finish. I guess a team who can't get a shot on net. And that just screams 0-0 me. But no one's scoring a goal. And Big Ben Runt is going to be your man of the match.
If I speak, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
I can predict the draw.
I don't see how you can look at these stats and look at all this. Somebody's going to score here. Nobody's scoring this game.
Cartel 43rd, top right.
Jack can predict the draw, but when I do it, it's a problem.
Well, I'm not, if I speak, I'm
in trouble.
There's a difference between a draw and when Cole says it's a draw.
What is the difference?
You're an Austin FC fan. I think that's the big difference.
Fun fact,
when City had their first game against Austin, Cole predicted the loss.
We've already talked about this.
I just wanted to bring it up before my outro.
I'm sorry that I thought the expansion team that had half their roster in the fucking next pro.
All right, well, that is going to do it for us here on Inside City Limits. Guys, I'm looking at it, and the Cardinals did not blow a 4-run lead. And also hit a home run. So, great day for St. Louis. It'll be an even better day on Sunday as long as they can play the game. I'm Jack. That's Cole. That's Mike. That's Trevor. And we'll be back. We're thinking Monday. Am I right, guys? We're thinking we might be able to fit in a recording Sunday evening. Is that what I'm getting? So can I tell them to expect it on Monday?
That is the current plan.
Yes.
The current plan is
barring a tornado.
Sunday, barring a tornado, as long as everybody has power and a home. But you know what? I want you guys to go ahead and follow Cole on Twitter. That's X, formerly known as Twitter. It's at C Sutton City. That's C like cat, Sutton, and then City in all caps. We don't have any social media yet. He's going to be letting you know if that plan changes. But that's it for now. And as always, thank you guys for listening.